Yes, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, as we do on Thursday mornings during the football season after the 8:30 news. Without further ado, sit back and enjoy.
Oh, yes, it's now time for some of the most painful, but yet still entertaining 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications. You know, I thought with how strange the year 2020 has been, perhaps, just perhaps, mind you, the Detroit Lions could do the unthinkable and not only post a winning season, but also achieve their first playoff win since 1991. Ah, but in pure Lion fashion, not even 2020 can change the 60 years of Detroit Lions misfortune and football futility.
Stafford loads the throw. Yes! He dropped it! DeAndre Swift dropped it. It was a touchdown in his hands.
Thanks, Lions. Thank you so very much. I also told you Minnesota would pound the Packers into submission. Someone forgot to tell Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers about my prediction, I guess.
Rodgers is going deep for Valdez-Scantling. He's got it! Touchdown, Packers!
However, last week was not a complete failure thanks to Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints showing Tom Brady that playing for the Buccaneers is a lot different than playing for the Patriots.
And this one's Pat! Back the other way for the touchdown. It's Janoris Jenkins. Six.
So I finished week one with a paltry 1-2 record. All right, not a stellar start, but you know what? Like the players, I didn't get any preseason either. No warm-ups for me, but after 1 week is under my belt, I assure the many fans out there of the PPPP that my domination will now begin henceforth. Here are my week two picks. We begin in Seattle, where the Seahawks welcome the New England Patriots on Sunday night. This will be a strange game. No fans, no Brady once again on the Patriots sideline, but there's one constant. It's the great Russell Wilson. Sorry, Bill Belichick. Sorry, Cam Newton. There's no stopping Mr. Wilson, or Mr. Heath for that matter. Give me the Seahawks over the Patriots 33-16. My next game is a PPPP shocker of the week. New Orleans is off to a fantastic start after thoroughly beating down the Buccaneers. The Saints now travel across the country to face the Raiders of Las Vegas? I'm sorry, but when I think Raiders football, I think of the autumn wind.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
When I think of Vegas, I think of smoke-filled poker games, or the Rat Pack, or Mo Green. I don't think Raiders football. Regardless, I like this Raiders offense so much, I think they can hang with Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, and that explosive Saints offense. Expect the scoreboard to light up like a slot machine as the Raiders pull off the upset. That's right, double down on the Raiders over the Saints 38-31.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
And finally, your Detroit Lions, who consistently ruin and wreck serene autumn Sundays in our great state of Michigan, limp into Green Bay, where Aaron Rodgers and his prolific Packers offense are chomping at the bit to face a dismal Lions defense. Kickoff's at 1 p.m. Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Lions will be without starting cornerback Justin Coleman due to injury. Their other starting corner, Desmond Trufant, might miss the game as well. And that's not good, because if you recall from last week, Rodgers surgically obliterated the Vikings defense last week for 364 passing yards and 4 touchdowns. And now he gets to face a depleted Lions defense? As the late Dick Enberg would say,
Oh my
indeed. Give me the Packers over the Lions 63-17. So I've got the Seahawks over the Patriots, the Raiders over the Saints, and the Packers over your Lions. And that's the week two edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW's Morning Team Show.
Did I hear that right? 63-17?
You did. You heard that correctly. Yeah.
63. I heard the radio, so it sounds like you're all in on that one.
I am. Very good. Very good.
What have you been smoking?
Well, I don't know, again, with Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball so well, the Lions' depleted secondary, it's got ugly written all over it. So you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, Lions are going to win, right.
0-2.
Rookie defensive back Jeff Okuda will start and get a couple of pick sixes. Yeah. And DeAndre Swift will catch the pass in the end zone this time.
Right, yeah.